Derek Lynch.
Originally, the water came right up to here, and I used to come across the cow field, which we used to call the cow field, and if the tide was in, I used to swim across to go to my grand's at Bardenville, where the cricket pavilion is. Yes, that was all water. There used to be three or four quite big houseboats in there. Yeah. Dad built that bungalow next door. That was, we came down in 35, so presumably it must have been from just after I was born in 33. Mm. So it must have been 34, 35. I don't know how much of a rush it was to sort of build it. But I did have some photos, but I think they were all lost in the floods. Where we used to have a big old bell tent, you know, here that we used to stay in while Dad was building that. But then there was five houses in this road. There was Margaret Bragg's old grandfather. He was down the bottom on the left. There was Ronnie Connell, who was opposite. Then there was Dad's place. Then there was Mr. Galvin up the top, and David Cow. And all the rest was filled. It was just fields here. And Dad had a couple of goat sheds and chicken runs and everything else on here. And we used to go out, because I used to sort of moan a bit. When I come home from school, Mum would say, "You've got to go out and cut the grass." Used to go out with a scythe, and as I say, you couldn't tell between roads and fields. It was just all grass. We used to cut, and then Dad, you know, used to make a haystack for the winter, sort of thing. In fact, he worked with an old chap that they called Jersey Bert, and the funny old lad he was. And he used to go over where the rabbits was in the warren. He used to be able to cut a long briar off of the old wild roses, and he'd poke them down the hole and keep turning it and pushing it down. No, there's nothing there. And then he'd try another one, and he'd say, "Yeah, there's one here," and he'd wind it up, and it used to wind all the fur of the rabbit up, and then he'd pull it out, and the poor old rabbit was struggling, and he'd pick it up and bonk on the head, you know. I think that was a silent way of poaching. There was no noise or anything over the fields, you know. But as I say, and I think Dad used to do the same with him.